One of the things that's made JAWS for Windows one of the most popular screen readers ever created was the ability to get help. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you can generally ask JAWS something and it'll give you information. And this is done by doing the keystroke insert with the F1 key. So I'm back, I'm on the JAWS window, I'll do insert T.
Title equals JAWS.
And the JAWS application window is up on the screen, and that's what has focus. And if I do an insert F1 while I'm sitting on the JAWS window.
The JAWS application window provides access to basic settings, voice settings, and help. Press Alt plus O to choose settings to adjust. Press F1 to open the JAWS help system. Press Escape to close this message.
So you get a message read to you, and it's actually displayed on the screen in something called a virtual viewer. And the message is specific to where you were sitting. So it taught us about, we can adjust our voice settings, which we did, and it told us how we could do that with pressing Alt-O to choose the proper settings out of the option menu, which we had done. It also mentioned pressing F1 to open the whole JAWS help system, and we'll take a look at that in a second. And then it said press Escape to close this message. Now, what's nice about the Insert F1 feature and one of the virtual viewer feature that we've added into JAWS over the past couple of years is that it's on screen and we can review this. So if I press up arrow,
blank, press F1 to open the JAWS help system.
I'm going backwards through that message.
Settings and help. Press Alt plus O to choose settings to adjust. The JAWS application window provides access to basic settings, voice.
So there it is. So I can review this message in detail. I can go back through it a word at a time. I'll do a say word with insert 5.
Duh.
And I'll do insert 6 on the numeric keypad or insert right arrow to move across.
JAWS application window.
And I can even spell it out if I need to have it spelled. I'll spell out window by pressing insert with the 5 twice in a second.
With W-I-N-D-O-W.
Okay, so the Insert F1, wherever you're sitting, whatever you're doing, if you press Insert F1, you will get a message from JAWS trying to give you information about what you're on and what you're supposed to do. Now I'll press Escape.
Escape.
And I'm going to take you right to the desktop in Windows, and we'll take a look at Insert F1 while we're on the desktop. So I'll hold down the Windows key, which is generally between the Control and the Alt key on the left side, on the bottom row closest to you. I'll hold down the Windows key and I'll press the letter M.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected, my documents, 1 of 38.
Now, the Windows key M is a Windows application, or actually an operating system keystroke, that says minimize any application that's running, put them all on the taskbar, and leave focus on the desktop, and that's what I did. And I landed on my documents. It said not selected. It hasn't been highlighted yet, but focus is on my documents, and it was the first of 38 items on my desktop. Now, you may have different items. You may not have as many on your desktop as I do, but you should have landed on your desktop if you did this keystroke. Whether you had JAWS running or not, that would happen. And then you can do Insert F1 on the desktop to find out what you're supposed to be able to do from here.
The desktop list view contains application icons and desktop items. Press the first letter of the desired item to move to it. Press Enter to open or start it. Press the Windows key to open the Start menu. Link list JAWS hotkeys. Link list Windows hotkeys. Press Escape to close this message.
So we've got our little instructions on moving around on the desktop with the arrow keys of the first letter. Also told us about the Windows key to open the Start menu. We'll cover that in just a minute. But it mentioned Link. And then it said list JAWS hotkeys and link list Windows hotkeys. Well, it's up arrow.
Link list Windows hotkeys. Link list JAWS hotkeys.
To link list JAWS hotkeys. Now, if it says link, this is kind of like you would find if you were on the internet in a browser like Internet Explorer, or if you were in the help system. You'll find these things called links. And a link takes you to another page where it has other information. So if we press enter here, on the list JAWS hotkeys, we'll find a list of different keystrokes and what they're for in JAWS. So let's do that.
Enter. Here are some JAWS hotkeys for general use, colon, description hotkey, link screen sensitive, help JAWS key plus F1, link Windows tips on navigation, JAWS key plus W, link read window title, JAWS key plus T, link activate the JAWS window, JAWS key plus J, JAWS.
Okay, so those are several of the keystrokes, and several of them we've already talked about. If we keep reading down this page, we'll get into some other keystrokes and start learning some more. Now, you don't have to open up the help system to learn some of these keystrokes. As you can see, you can find them right through your Insert F1 message. But I encourage you to go into the JAWS help section, and we'll take you into that after, and you'll find the keystroke listings there, and you can learn a lot more. Well, let's press Escape.
Escape, not selected by documents, 1 of 38.
And I'm back on the desktop on my documents. So let's press the Windows key for the Start menu.
Start menu, Windows Catalog.
Start menu is opened from something called the Start button. And the Start button is generally located on the bottom left-hand corner of a Windows screen. For someone sighted looking at it, they move the mouse to the where it says Start, and they click on it, and it opens this called the Start menu. And once it's opened, press Insert F1, and it'll teach you a little bit about how you use it.
Items in the Start menu are used to launch applications. If JAWS indicates an item as a submenu, right arrow opens and moves to it. Linked list JAWS hotkeys. Press Escape to close this message.
Okay, so you can arrow through this menu and use the right arrow to open something that has a submenu.
Escape.
And that's how menu systems tend to work. If I hit first letter navigation, they work as well. And one of the choices in everyone's Start menu is something called Programs. So if you hit P.
P, Accessories Submenu.
It moved to Programs, and since it was the only choice on my Start menu that started with the letter P, it opened up Programs submenu, and I landed on another menu, and the first item there, which got highlighted, is called Accessories, and it has a submenu. Now, in the Programs menu here, we'll find a folder for JAWS, and if I press JAWS, I'll move to it.
J, Java 2 Runtime Environment submenu.
Now, that's something that also begins with J, that comes alphabetically before JAWS, so we landed on it first. I'll keep hitting J.
J, Java Web Start submenu.
One more.
J, JAWS 450 submenu.
JAWS 450. It's JAWS 4.5 is the release that I'm running, and that is the program folder that JAWS puts its contents in. So I can open this up.
Enter, Tools submenu.
And I'll find several things in here. I'll down arrow through this first choice here. There was Tools, there's a submenu for that, but what else do we have?
Braille Viewer.
Braille Viewer. This is a little application that someone can run if they wanted to find out what output you would get from a refreshable Braille display. While we're demonstrating this using speech, we're hearing what's going on, you can also get Braille output using a refreshable Braille display. I'll press down arrow.
Help.
Here's the help. Let's go into the help. This takes us into the JAWS help sections, and you can also get to the JAWS help right through the JAWS window. There's a menu choice called help, and you choose JAWS help topics, but this will get us here.
Enter, leaving menus, start button. JAWS 4.5 help, contents page, preview, introduction book closed, 1 of 10, level 0, introduction book closed.
Now, we land on a tree view with books, and inside the books are other books or topics. This is an HTML help, and if you use Insert F1, you can get information about how to navigate through this and how to open books and topics and move over and have them read to you. Well, let's just move down here. I want to go down to where the keystrokes are to show you a little bit.
New user start here, book closed, 2 of 10. Keystrokes book closed, 3 of 10.
Now to open a book, I use the right arrow.
Keystrokes book open, 5 items.
And I'll go down.
Level 1, topic keyboard commands, 1 of 5. JAWS keystrokes book closed, 2 of 5.
Now, well, let's open up this book. I'll press the right arrow on it.
JAWS keystrokes book open, 10 items.
And you'll find a tremendous amount of information in each one of the topics listed underneath here. I'll just down arrow through.
Level 2, topic JAWS keystrokes, 1 of 10. Topic JAWS keystrokes for reading text. Topic change voice rate on the fly, 3 of 10.
So as you can see, there's a lot of information here. Pressing enter on any one of these topics and then F6 will take you over and you can go through and read all of these. Now, if you had purchased JAWS for Windows as a timed evaluation, the $39.95 product, or you had purchased a full working version of JAWS for Windows, inside the box you will find a quick reference guide of keystrokes in both print and in Braille. And you'll find not all keystrokes, but the ones that you would really want to begin to learn on that quick reference guide. And it's just a handy tool to be able to go through and review. But you can open these help topics up. You can leave them open as you're exploring and learning how to use JAWS for Windows. All right, that's enough on the help section for now. We'll come back in and look at how we get some help on Internet Explorer a little later.